Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get an ad-free edition of the HLS podcast, plus get a weekly bonus episode recapping the national picture, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. Again, that is patreon.com/ndtex. You will also get some other exclusive content in the form of posts every week as well. So make sure to join our Patreons, including new Patreons Stacy F. and Shane P. No, not the other Shane that podcasts with me. This is a different one. But make sure you join them as well as all of our other Lowell Patreons. Thank you all for your support. Well, hello and welcome to the final sim of the regular season. And the final regular season sim in HLS history. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me NDTex. We are live here on twitch.tv/LowellSuns on a Tuesday evening for Turkey Week. And you can also subscribe to this podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Discord over at herlowellsuns.com/discord. And of course, for at least the next couple of months, you will find us over at herlowellsuns.com. And with that said, time to bring in Shane. Shane, how you doing, sir?
I was going to say, I'm good. I'm maybe not as ready as you are to be done being good, but I'm good.
No, I mean, look, one of my goals was we did have an LLC because we were worried about getting into legal agreements and stuff, and nobody wanted to sign their personal name on it when... myself included. The official paperwork has been filed to dissolve the whole damn thing. So the wheels are turning. We're going to pay our last bit of corporate taxes and get the hell on out of here. But it's weird. I mean, it feels refreshing that like all the bullshit is, I got almost everything filed.
I can't front, man. I'm like, okay, let's get this one done. And then we got a little break and then we got a, then we'll have a last one, and it'll be fun. And then, you know, after that, I can pretend we never did this for 5 years and forget that it never happened. I'm just kidding. No, it's nice that we'll offload this part of the weekly routine as that accompanies the season, because this is the part that's starting to feel laborious at a certain point. But only in that regard is it nice. Other than that, it's like, you know, you will still miss the existence of what we created here.
Yeah, we it will be missed. The work behind it will not be. I'm going to be very happy to be a fan and a civilian again. But yes, this could be our penultimate sim. Obviously, we would very much like there to be two more. Hey, we told y'all on the recap pod, the committee was going to do some things, and it's kind of proceeding about where we thought, save for they didn't pull the big Michigan joke on Cincinnati. They decided, we're not going to fuck with you that bad. Yeah, but we are looking at a number four Notre Dame dead in the face, because you're not going to rank a two-loss Ohio State or a two-loss Michigan above the Irish. So go ahead and move everybody on up, folks.
Yeah, it's going to become a problem. The only other weird thing is the backdoor creep in of Oklahoma State, depending on what happens with them. But
yeah, which fine,
you know, if they beat Oklahoma and, you know, and they do it again.
Yeah, they have to do it twice. That's the thing.
If they do it twice, by all means, please go play Georgia or whoever the fuck is number two. Go humble Cincinnati or whatever and make the Big 12 like all of a sudden this big thing. And it's like, what's going on with the conference? Does Texas want to leave? Do that. Let's do that. That's fine. but yeah, other than that, I'm good if we just creep in on our own, you know, without having to have done anything aside from exist. That's cool too.
Yeah. I enjoy it. It's funny. My kid, he like pays attention. He's like, Notre Dame's they're number five now, or number six or wherever the hell we are. It's like, we got a shot at the playoff. Yeah. You're right, kid. We do. It's like, well, what needs to happen? It was like, well, you know, some teams above us, they have to lose, and They yeah. will lose. There's no avoiding it, and we'll just go from there. And he's very confused on why I have such a laid back attitude about the situation.
Yeah. It's like, no, like you have yet to embrace or understand, young child, the concept that a lot of things, all things, pretty much 99.9% of things, you have zero control over. And here we are. We just learned at this age to live with it and be okay with it. You have yet to understand that you have no agency over this life and that you'll essentially find yourself in the same position I am in when you reach your 30s and have your child questioning your sanity. Don't worry. It's fine.
It'll happen. It's okay. But yeah, I mean, that's really the big news as far as a preview of this game. I got some funny notes for Stanford. Uh-huh. I ran into something that I've never seen before. Rather, I think Electronic Arts never thought that they would have to run into this either. Because let me make sure I'm on the right part of my chart here. So Tucker Fisk, he is a backup defensive end, but he is also listed as one of the starting tight ends for Stanford. I am not allowed to put him as a tight end in NCAA 14 because it refuses to let a defensive lineman be eligible to play tight end. You can get a linebacker in there. You can get any offensive player in there, but you can't get a defensive end.
What the hell? Why?
I don't know.
Is there even a football rule that would prevent that? No, I don't think so.
No, but I'm sure it's just some weird thing that got coded in there. And who the hell is going to put a defensive end as a starting tight end or on the tight end depth chart to begin with?
I want to meet the coder who decided, I want this game to be only this fun. I don't want it to be any more fun than this. It's like, come on, dude.
I don't think anybody ever knew. I mean, I sure as hell didn't. This game is God, how old now? It's 8 years old. And
yeah,
I mean, I never ran into this. We got Benny worked up with our Notre Dame Michigan national title nuclear war.
I still stand by. I fucking hate it. I hate it. But also, can you imagine?
It would be absolutely hilarious. It would be great. Oh. It's unnatural defensive end or tight end, not Adam and Steve. The other fun note, somebody from my high school alma mater plays for Stanford.
Is that right?
He was pretty good for Jesuit, Dallas Jesuit. E.J. Smith. Okay. If you're wondering about that last name of Smith and Texas ties, yeah, folks, that's Emmett Smith's kid.
Oh, fuck. What?
Wearing number 22
wow.
for Stanford. Now, Stanford's got a weird...
Wait, what?
Running back rotation? Yeah, I know, right? Didn't go to Florida.
No. There's a bigger question here. Who the fuck does David Shaw know? Because he gets Barry Sanders' kid to come over here. Now he's got Emmett Smith's kid to come through. I feel like next we're going to hear like Edrin James the fucking third is going to come through Stanford and shit.
There's some more fun. We have a Hornibrook on the offensive line. How about that blast from the past? I also think we have Alohi Gilman's younger brother playing for them.
Oh, yeah.
Alakai, I think is how you pronounce that. Gilman as well. It was some weird shit going through the roster this evening to put the depth chart together and everything. I was like, this is great. Here's my preview. This fucking roster's hilarious.
I would pronounce that Alakai. Because if it's Alohi.
Yeah.
If it's Alohi, Alakai. Yeah.
Just in case I have to call it.
With the break between the A-E.
Yeah.
Ka-E.
Alakai.
E, yeah.
There we go. I actually wrote it down because we're going to give, you know, I very much appreciate what Alohi did for us, so we will give his younger brother props. There's some all name folks on this roster, to say the least. But
what's up with David Shaw, man? I want some investigative work being done on this because
this is sus. EJ's the or with Austin Jones and Nathaniel Pete. Nathaniel's listed in bold at the top of the depth chart, but in the game Austin Jones has the better rating, so I'm not gonna fuck over Stanford more than they need to be. So Jones will get the lion's share of the carries, but it might be Pete. it probably doesn't matter at the end of the day as doesn't far matter. As the real game goes, because this seems fucking awful.
Doesn't matter.
So, with all that said, weird things aside, Hall of Fame children on the roster.
Yeah, fuck.
You ready to go, sir?
Yes, let's do it.
And there's a magic.
Oh, and here we go. As soon as I hit the button, there it is. And we got, for one last time in the regular season, Notre Dame heads to the farm. Field looks to be in great condition after Cal rushed the field on Stanford. But here we go. It is Notre Dame, Stanford. It's a rivalry game, technically. There's a trophy. It's on the Leprechaun. We need to keep it in.
Davis Shaw's wearing a fucking t-shirt in this one. He's coaching in a t-shirt. Okay. This is really accurate. I just love this game so far. Go on.
Yes. I mean, look. We got very inaccurate. We have a lot of Stanford fans. It looks like a near sellout, which we know is not the case here.
Hey, man, I don't know about you, but I'm showing up for win number four. That's all I give a fuck about.
Stanford wins the toss, and they will defer. And here we go. Joshua Cardy will kick it off to the combo of Tyree and Williams. And it will be taken out of the end zone across the 20, 25. Williams bounces off defenders but runs backwards behind the 25 in a very weird return. The sim is here. The sim is live.
Yep. Yeah, physics be damned. Here we go.
So Notre Dame starts off with four wide. Williams over to Combs right in the shotgun. And it passes out of... I don't know whose fault that was. Either Cone threw it the wrong way or the receiver wasn't looking. Both could be possible.
Cozy almost looked like he was getting ready to throw a block, so it may have just been Cone bailing himself out.
And a quarterback draw on this play. Cone cups up field for a 14-yard gain.
I mean, I will never question, because in the sim, Cone is unstoppable.
It's great. I love it. It's not like he's been unstoppable the whole time. He's only been unstoppable recently, which is kind of great. We got a handoff to Williams here, and he goes up the middle, but he can only get 9 yards.
Oh, no. We're so behind schedule. Throw out the playbook.
I like how we went one pass, and Tommy's like, no, we're running.
No, we're not doing that.
Fuck this. Under center goes Cone, three wide, and this will be a pass. Cone chucks it over the middle to Lindsay for a first down and an 8-yard gain.
All right. I mean, I understand the whole getting cute, defy expectations. It's just these 1 yard, you know, these 1 yard to go to the first down passes. Just it's getting annoying.
If you're gonna do it, take the shot. And we got a little screen here, but Lindsay gets the defender all over him, but thankfully grabs the face mask, so it will be a free first down for Notre Dame.
Yeah, this seems like Stanford so far.
Oh, we got an all-namer here. That is Salim Turner Muhammad on the face mask.
Nice.
Ball's now on the 30. Five wide. Drink. I want him to run a draw so bad. Blitz coming. Cone throws it over the middle. It is complete to believe to Colsey. It is Colsey, and he's got 13 yards and a Notre Dame first down.
This is just, we're maybe used to it after the Georgia Tech party that we just saw last week, but this is a very steady, methodical, effortless drive.
And it is now four wide as Mayer splits out into motion.
Oh, boy.
And I think they were trying to set up a screen to Mayer, but Cone just chucks it away.
Probably a good idea.
It is second and 10 now. Cone goes back under center. Two tight end set. And Cone looks around, passes it over to Kevin Bauman, who gets a 2-yard reception.
Wow. All right.
So it is now third and eight. This is the first third down that the Irish have faced. They are on the 15-yard line. Back to pass. Moving around the pocket. Little fadeaway throw to nobody. Cone probably didn't have to go throwing off his back foot. It's going to be a sad field goal after a very promising drive. 32-yard attempt.
They looked like they were going to be selling out and dropping seven defenders. They knew they were looking for a passing situation there. And Cone made the wrong choice.
Yeah, kick is up and it's good. So points are on the board. Points are always a good thing. Notre Dame 3, Stanford nothing after 2 minutes run off the clock. And this kick will be taken out of the end zone by Nathaniel Pete for a 23-yard return. So about equivalent starting position as Notre Dame had. Well, actually, no, excuse me. It was about 5 yards worse. And there's the big boy formation.
Okay.
And off. And 4 yards for Mr. Jones.
All right. Let's see what this brand can generate today.
Four down linemen for Notre Dame. Two tight ends for Stanford. They drop back into a power eye. Jones gets a handoff. Foskey can't make the tackle in the backfield, but Jones pushed out after a 4-yard gain.
Okay.
So third and two for Stanford.
Can shut it down.
Offset eye. Play action. No, it's a bootleg for McKee, and he is taken down. That was a naked boot right into the hands of Jack Kaiser.
Yeah, bad choice. Kaiser was clearly trying to spy or was set to spy him on that play, and all he did was walk right into his hands.
So it will be three and out for Stanford. Here comes the kick. It's away, and Williams will take this right past his own 30. And can't really find anything in between the blockers. Only gets 5 yards on the return.
Yeah, does he ever?
Hey, at least he tried to follow them this time.
Yeah.
It'll be first and 10 on the Irish 38-yard line. Four wide for Cone. Straight handoff here to Williams. It'll only be for a 1-yard gain.
Another one of those scenarios where he had just looked to his right and cut a field. He would have got 7-8 yards.
Four wide for the Irish. Williams over to Cone's right in the shotgun. And a handoff. Williams goes to the right, cuts back up towards the middle.
There you go.
And he gets a 5-yard gain. So okay. It's now third and short-ish. Third and four. Irish trying to prevent their own three and out here.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, man.
Four wide. Cone back to pass, settles in, throws it towards the sideline, and it is dropped. I believe that was Braden Lindsay on the pass that dropped it.
The guy that drops the most passes on the team, basically. I mean, I'm sorry, but he does.
So the Irish will punt it away at their own 44-yard line. This kick is getting angled way too quickly. Kind of a shankopotamus there by Bramblett.
Yikes. Yeah.
Punt. Pete Sampson is rumored to transfer. I guess
apparently,
when you're a punt,
they were talking about it on the podcast. They were on Irish Illustrated that he's looking to go closer to home. I don't think it's anything other than that.
Yeah, Austin Jones, he gets a handoff for 2 yards. Yeah, I'm almost also wondering, you know, when you're a punter and your pro's prospects or whatever, is you just kind of actually take the graduate degree wherever the hell you want
and do whatever, do whatever, because you're just gonna kick the ball anyway.
Yeah, McKee passes it out, and that goes to Silas Starr, who gets 8 yards, but is just inches short of the first down.
A tackle for loss here. Can she just shut this whole thing down?
That's basically what happened last time.
Come on,
there is
come on,
an offset eye formation for Stanford. They're going to pass out of it, and the pass is complete to Jones out in the flat. Only a 5-yard reception, but that is more than enough. Really weird play call there, but it works for Stanford, and they are just past the 50.
Delayed drop back or something? It was just weird.
It was very slow developing for what it was. McKee's back to pass again, and this pass is dropped by Michael Wilson.
Okay, well, they can't afford to have that. And they just can't. Anytime they're in position to make the catch, they have to today.
Straight up power eye formation for Stanford. Tight end goes motion across to the left. And off to Jones. He has nowhere to go.
Nowhere.
Three Irish defenders on the tackle, but they're going to give Kaiser credit for the TFL.
Stanford basically came up and said, we challenge you. Look at our size. And Notre Dame said, what size? We look the same.
Have you seen us, motherfucker?
Yeah, have you seen us?
And it's going to be four wide, with one of them being the tight end for Stanford. Blitz coming, and McKee fumbles the football. Picked up by Heinisch.
Disrespect.
Marcus Freeman saying, fuck you.
Yeah, it was a 3-down set, and they had the tight end in motion, reacted with absolutely nothing. They just were planning to bring heat from jump. Set a missile. Boom. Fumble.
And it looked like Drew White will get credit for the sack, and J.D. Bertrand gets credit for punching the ball out.
Look at this view.
First down Irish after the Heinisch recovery. And Cone, dancing around, barely gets rid of it in time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he just kind of shoveled it to no one. Yikes.
So, second and 10. Ball is on the Stanford 39. Four wide, three to Cone's right. Read option, tons of green.
Nice, good
look
keep.
At the juke.
Look at them breaking tackles, cutting up field. He's a natural.
Juke was kind. He full out slowed down, stopped, and started running in the other direction.
He put his foot down, checked his heel, made sure it was there, and then turned.
Third and six. Blitz coming. Cone gets rid of it. And woefully off.
Wow. Like that's the same missed connection from the very first play of the game.
It was. That one's definitely all on Cone. 52-yard attempt coming up for Dorr. And in the crisp November air, it is up and good. So Jonathan Dorr gets backed up 20 more yards, but the result is the same. 3 points for Notre Dame, 6-0 with 2:22 left in the first quarter.
I'm assuming this first quarter is just kind of like getting their bearings and that eventually they will, you know, assert their will and score more. But so far, this whole field goal thing, not working for me.
Irish Elvis is reporting from the field. For those that missed the Sim Iron Bowl, Bo Nix, who apparently has a miraculous ankle recovery, by the way, went 13 for 69 with 5 INTs and a late TD pass as Auburn loses to Alabama 21-10.
Amazing. Amazing.
And a false start from Stanford. Thank you for your studio reporting, Elvis. We will check back in with you later. First and 15.
5 INTs.
I just love the 13 for 69 line. That's pretty glorious. Jones again trying to go up the middle. Has a bit of room this time. Gets all 5 yards of the false start back. Second and 10.
All right. Okay.
You know, for as many running plays as there's been, this first quarter's dragged.
It really has. God.
Jones gets a little off tackle here to the left, and he's got a lot of room. 7 yards, 3rd and 3 coming up.
Yeah, there were also a lot of holds, but okay.
Holding, called with regularity, some or otherwise. Ha! Whatever. 3rd and 3. It's a handoff to Jones, and he is going to have a first down after the 6-yard gain.
Damn.
So with 1:30 left to go, Stanford comes out with 3 wide. We got another handoff to Jones, and he gets 2 yards. So the line is getting a push, but
not
a whole lot of one.
They're getting a little bit of movement. What they're doing is they're coming out in the 2-back set, and they're having that second back just kind of go up there and hit the hole, hit the gap, and you know create some space so that somebody else can get to the second level. But eventually they'll correct for that.
And the McKee pass was intended for Starr, who has it jarred loose. So it will be 3rd and 8.
Obvious passing situation here. I mean, unless they try to go some delayed stuff here.
Well, they will not go delayed. Here comes another blitz for the Irish. A deep pass that goes even deeper than the receiver did. way incomplete.
that they're willing to live with all day. Yeah, go ahead and throw it. We're pretty sure you can't.
Good luck.
Yeah.
So another punt. We've had, 3 total combined punts, 2 field goals. What a lovely game.
Stanford has a first down, though. Good for them.
And Kyron Williams takes this 13 yards over to the Irish 34, which is where Cone will start with 5 wide. Drink.
Oh, hell yeah. Bring it.
Just as Endy Gow calls for Audric. Yep, that didn't happen. Oh, my God, he threw that right at the defender.
Yeah, it hit him in the face. It literally hit him in the face.
Ricky Mizan, the intended receiver, I guess. 2 backs here for Cone. He's going to pass it again. This one's lofted and complete to Lindsey, who is
there
off to the races.
There you
to
go.
The 10-5, he will not be caught. 66-yard touchdown for Notre Dame.
This is exactly why they came out in 5 wide. Tommy Reese was like, you know what? I forgot. No one. They can't do anything about it. Let's just Georgia Tech them.
Well, it took a little while for the offense to get going, but it helps when you are the fastest player on the field. Actually, that I think Notre Dame has a couple players that are faster than the entire defensive line.
That play they ran was one of my favorites when I played NCAA 14. I used to play online, and I used to specifically pick out and play against Ohio State fans because they were the most aggro. And I used to run that exact play they just ran with Braden Lindsay over and over again on that.
Speedy Lanzales. I apologize for the unofficial nickname failure to drop their chat. Wow. I'll make sure it could happen again. By the way, that kick was a touchback for the Irish. I'm getting even lazier in my play-by-play as the season goes on.
Who are you impressing?
No one. McKee's pass is dropped by... that is Benjamin Urosek. It would have been Tucker Fisk, but as we said, defensive ends can't play tight ends in this game.
Fucking so robbery.
Second and 10 for McKee and company.
He's taking
it. And this pass is almost picked off by Clarence Lewis.
He just looked like he was off his timing from the second he stumbled to get out of his break to drop back.
Empty backfield for Stanford, four wide. Tight end stays in the block, and it ain't gonna help. Hines just
ate him. Like what? Just absolute. I mean, once he breaks through the line, there isn't even a lineman turning around saying, "Oh, there goes my block." They gave up. They're done.
My favorite part about that was the tight end realizing the left side of the line was fucked and went from the right all the way over to the left, and Hines just obliterates the middle anyway, and it doesn't matter.
Just says, nope, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, hat sacks.
So the Irish should have great field position here as this punt is away. Will be received inside the 40, but it's muffed. Kyron picks it up, trucks a defender across the 50 to the 44 of Stanford. He goes, well, that was an adventure.
Okay. I'm just glad we're all alive. That I can't believe that happened.
God.
Fucking fumbles it, chucks somebody, extra 15 yards. What the hell?
So into Stanford territory, the Irish last drive was a huge pass to Braden Lindsay.
Just do it again.
The Irish will take it to the air again. They will go back to Lindsay, who breaks the tackle. Can't break the second one, but he's in the red zone after a 27-yard gain.
Just do it again.
Here's the problem, and it's very real to life Irish. You get the big chunk plays. Then when it comes to red zone time, it's like, oh, where are my pants? What am I doing?
Yeah. Oh, there's a game on. Shit. The red zone, did they just completely forget their identity?
And they're not going to get the snap off in time for the first quarter.
The game almost seemed like it was intending to, like, let's just get to the next quarter, please.
So 13-0 is your score after one. Notre Dame cruising comfortably, trying to keep a no-touchdown streak alive.
Love it.
Look, Indy Gal, yes, saying goodbye to Kyron will be sad, but we can say hello to Audric Estime and Logan Diggs, and things are going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
There's that Chris Tyree guy, too. He's pretty good. Hey, speed option in the red zone. Pitches out to Kyron. 6-yard gain. Positive yardage on a play damn near blown up.
Amazing. Every time I see it gain yardage at all, I'm just like in shock.
Ball is now on the Stanford 11.
Kevin Austin.
Four wide. Hand off to Diggs. He only gets a yard. I really wish we had passed that because there wasn't a soul over the slot.
Nobody. Nobody was in the second level. Everybody was playing zone, and they were just, like, standing still. Didn't matter.
So now 3rd and 3 for the Irish. Inside the 10, they will hand off and get taken down to Williams. Wow. That is Jordan Fox.
Yeah, and you know who missed that block? Michael Mayer.
Whoops.
Oopsie-daisy.
So, we got a door back out here for a 30-yard attempt. And that is good as well. So, on his shortest field goal of the day, the lead is extended 16-0. By the way, if you're wondering what the spread it is, it's continuously increasing. This is a touchback, by the way. When Eddie and I picked it, it was at, I believe, 18. I know I recorded the podcast earlier this morning, but I still forget. It will keep rising. This is your reminder to find the line and get it before it ends up 20 plus.
Yeah, that's true.
I have it at 17, Shane. I am looking to cover here very soon.
I think you'll be all right.
That would be fine. And a nice play there. Blitzing was Drew White.
He tried to stiff arm him.
Yeah.
Got
that didn't
nothing.
Go well.
Got nothing. Didn't even touch him.
Second and 10 for Stanford on their own 25. Four wide. Back of the shotgun is McKee. Play action. Throws out in the flat to Jones, who beats Drew White again.
Just can't get away from him. It's like, I like you, buddy. Me and you are friends today.
That was a 0 yard gain once again.
Back to back plays.
McKee throws it up. Bracy, what are you doing?
What was that? Was
Ferrell
he trying to intercept
it for 2 yards? He tried to intercept it. Diving.
In the event that he missed it?
Behind. Yeah, exactly. If he whiffed on it, maybe he gets it.
That was so random.
That's awesome. Kyron takes this from inside the 30.
No.
It goes about to the 42-yard line. Might be the 43. And it will be the 42 for the Irish. Three wide. Mayer out as well. Kyron off to Cone's left. And this Cone pass will go to big Michael Mayer, who breaks a tackle, gets across to the 50. Eight-yard gain will be second and two.
Let's just stick with this passing game for now, and then suddenly just bust a huge run. That's fine with me.
It'd be fun. We haven't really had a huge run. It's been all passing plays in the sim. Well, yeah, Kyron's going to attempt it, but that ain't going to get it done. He ran around everybody, did not get the cutback, and Damani gets the TFL there. It'll be third and seven coming up.
Too much of a loss.
Five wide drink. Cone is looking around the field, and he passes it to Lindsay, who is just short of the first down. Don't punt it. For the love of God, do not punt it on 4th and inches.
Inches? Inches with a 16-point lead?
This game's logic. Oh, my God.
Inches with a 16-point lead? Come on.
This better be coffin-cornered. It is!
It's going to be something.
That looked like on the two, or it's either the two or on the three. I called it.
Wow. That's probably the best punt, the best job he's done punting, coffin cornering all season.
Easily. Well, play action pass nearly picked off by Drew White.
Nope. Done. Easy.
Oh, man. Oh, we're gonna have a report from the studio here after this play, Shane.
Oh, boy.
I formation. Fullback dive. Gets 3 yards for Houston. Heimuli. All right. Sim Michigan's defense started strong this afternoon with two early safeties, but their offense couldn't quite keep pace with the Sim Buckeyes, who prevailed 77-4.
I want this to happen so bad. I want it to be 4-0 and then never score again.
Post game, Harbaugh asks, who's got it better than us? It was immediately pelted with empties.
That's right. That's
Meanwhile,
right.
Stanford's punting from the edge of their own end zone.
They threw steel reserve at him.
Kyron takes us inside the 50, across the 40, 45, inside the 30 on an 18-yard return. Well, that is some great field position. Shane, I worry they're too close to the end zone and don't have enough room for a long strike.
Yep. I worried that they're too close to kick a long field goal.
The ball's on the 29 of Stanford. Holy crap, field position.
Starting. And they punted.
Throw it away. Diggs was wide open. At least throw it to him.
Yeah, what was that? What? Yeah, just give it. Get the yardage, you know?
Yes, Melfi, they did end up gaining 20 yards of field position. The sad punt actually worked. Handoff. Oh, my God. What a stiff arm by Diggs.
Oh, my God. That's absolutely embarrassing.
Replay that shit, please.
That was absolutely embarrassing. They didn't even replay it?
No. Diggs absolutely demolished the defender in the backfield.
Embarrassed him. Generations of that guy.
Gets a four-yard gain off the right to follow it up. Less than 4 minutes to go in the half. Second and six upcoming. Ball is on the 14-yard line. My God, that was a stiff arm and a half.
It wasn't even a stiff arm. He just, like, launched him off of it. Get the fuck off me.
Comes Diggs again. He's got some room. Oh, he gets tripped up. 5 yard gain. It'll be third and one.
Fee Diggs.
Ball is on the 9 yard line.
Still Diggs.
Four wide. Diggs over to Cone's left in the shotgun. And a play action to Diggs. Throws the end zone. Drove the touchdown. Is dropped by Lindsay. That was a great play call. Great execution. All the way down to
they're
the
going
pass.
For
and
it.
Now they're going for it.
They're going for it. They're going to really do this out of the gun?
And they're going to pass on fourth and one. This time we get Painter.
Easy.
Throw it to the big target, Michael Mayer.
Okay.
Touchdown, Irish.
All right. Yeah, so this is, again, it's not high-powered. It's not nonstop. It's not, you know, Lincoln Riley, a disrespectful Oklahoma style. But this is essentially a one-sided effect.
It's working great. I love this now.
I'm into it.
Perfectly fine for this. Milfie wants them to go for two, but they will just take the single point. 23-0 with 3:23 left in the half. Shane, we should have done the playoff talk during the sim. We're going to have some vamping time in the second half.
Yeah, we might end up having to because, it's looking ugly out there.
And we got Mikael El Maximo Mayer. I need to write down. I should have just put the Spanish names on my flip chart. What
if
am I
it
doing?
Was, I mean, if it's anything, it'd be Miguel, not Michael.
That is true. it should be Miguel.
Miguel El Maximo.
Meanwhile, there was another drop pass by Stanford. I've stopped tracking them because it's like every other pass is a drop.
Yeah, they can't. They just can't bail their quarterback out.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna pass it again. Hey, they caught one. Star gets a 9 yard gain.
All right, still third and one, though. They have to gain positive yardage, which is thus far a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, Shane, this is the eighth third down, or ninth, excuse me, I missed one, that they've faced
attempt.
So far. Very efficient on that offense. They will get through, but Foskey will bring Jones down after a five-yard gain.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they've been really consistently having work is their run game so far.
They are now pushing up. Just trucking upfield all the way to the 39. High-powered offense. Two-minute drill. You can feel it. Here comes a blitz. And it is caught by Wilson.
Who then collapses and dies on the way down to the floor. Do you see that? He just hit his knees and then put his hands up and fell on his back.
Second and four for Stanford. Now they're actually spreading this out a little bit more. Never mind. Now they hand it off. Oh, Bracy just got run over by Jones.
Bracy just got benched by Jones.
An 11-yard gain. So after making fun of their offense, now Stanford all of a sudden is in Irish territory. Damn it! Ball's on the 44. Back to pass, and whoa, a wide open tight end.
Wide open.
Jurecek just sat down right in front of the marker and goes running for 17 yards before anybody remembers he's there.
Yeah. Yikes. No.
He should have just kept going.
Yeah, they were not prepared for that. He should have just kept. Yeah, I mean,
should have just put his hand up like, I'm just going to go this way. Hit me in stride.
Someone do it.
Gronquito is now another Spanish nickname for Mayer. I like that.
Gronquito.
And a 4 yard pass to Jurecek.
Yeah, they seem to have found some
air. Weapon.
Yeah.
Second and
Notre
six.
Notre Dame needs an answer.
Approaching the red zone. There is 1:40 remaining here in the half. Three wide plus Jurecek out as the fourth. Wide open receiver.
Wide
that is an
open.
Easy touchdown for Bryce Farrell.
Just uncontested. Yeah, blown assignment. Tariq Bracy, really, really bad try.
Yeah, that's going to be one to forget, buddy. They are going to go for two. This is Galaxy Brain David Shaw bullshit. It is the first half and you're chasing points.
What are you doing?
Back to pass. It is complete, but it was complete on the 2 yard line.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. On top of that, they drew up a play where the catch would not even get in the end zone. Okay.
Mm.
Boo.
Ah, that was beautiful art.
Boo.
Some Jason Garrett shit right there.
Get off the stage. Get off the stage. You're a hack.
After the touchback on the kickoff, the Irish will take over with 1:34 left to go and all three of their timeouts. Okay. Stanford as well has all three, just in case this drive goes to shit. But Gronquito gets the 8-yard reception. And timeout used by Notre Dame. Empty backfield for the Irish. Back to pass. Throws over the middle, and it's complete to Lorenzo Styles.
Wow.
He gets a few extra yards, but somebody's hurt. And God, he looks like he got shot there. That is...
He looked like Brendan fucking Armstrong. It's broken.
That is Kendall Williamson. So Alakai Gilman now comes in to spell him.
That's right.
And a fadeaway pass from Mayer. I don't know why he started to do that shit. He had Styles open, but threw it at his feet.
Fadeaway pass was hideous. I don't ever want to see that again.
So it is 2nd and 10. 1:12 left to go as this ball is snapped. And another, well, no,
panic,
it was.
Panic.
It was fumble. An attempted sack, then fumble, then Cone picked it up. He wanted to fade away, but he got hit. And then fumbled.
Fumbles?
And then caught his own fumble? Or Takis got it, I guess.
Okay.
Or, yeah, Takis got it.
Basically a disaster is what happened.
Well, that happened. There's less than a minute to go. There's 3rd and 18. Empty backfield again. And this pass is complete. Great toe drag by Lindsey. David Shaw just called a timeout when Lindsey went out of bounds. Punts away.
Damn, it's amazing how good this game is at simulating that dumbass.
And Farrell gets a 12-yard.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
So perceptive, this game.
Oh, 43 seconds left. They're going to run the ball, too. That's going to be the best part about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. McKee's going to pass on a 3-step drop. He hits the big man. You're a second. They call a timeout. It'll be 2nd and inches. One
that
remaining for Stanford.
So worth it.
This is glorious. Oh, this is everything I ever wanted, Shane. Williamson will be out for the rest of the game, and his season is done. Wow, nice catch by Michael Wilson there on the 18-yard game.
They put him in the right spot.
34 seconds left. He gets his ass out of bounds.
It's about to be halftime. They can't score again.
Surprise shot in, call a timeout. And trying to impersonate Jumpman was McKee. The MJ
Jack Kaiser had a shot at it, that one.
What is with the weird fadeaway and jumping passes that QBs are doing? And McKee will try to throw again. And oh my god, Jurevic dropped it. It was nearly picked off by two defenders.
Yeah, just the fact that it bounced off of his hands gave him a shot at it. Yikes.
Well, it'll now be 3rd and 10. Ball in Irish territory. McKee's back to pass. It is complete but short. That's only 9 yards. You need a 10. I thought you were good at math, Stanford. They will kick a very sad field goal. This will be a 52-yard attempt. And they will let the clock wind down all the way.
2 seconds.
Please call a timeout and freeze your own kicker. I beg you. Please.
Do it.
Oh, they're going to go ahead and just kick this away. And it is good. So the 52-yard kick. Bring Stanford within 14.
Okay.
We got scoreage Gami shit going here. 23-9 at the half. We'll be right back after this. All right, and we're about to kick off the second half, Shane. And, I mean, the stats were even, but they're very worthless in a game where Notre Dame has basically been in Stanford's side of the field all day long.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up the one touchdown, which is depressing, but, you know, it's a nine unanswered. I don't think you can let that sit. I feel like you got to rectify that.
Well, Stanford will get the first shot at rectifying it. They got to get 2 touchdowns. See if they go for 2 again. That was That made sense.
Be a fun time to turn the ball over on defense.
They've come close a few different times.
I'm just saying.
I don't know why you're coming out three down linemen against Stanford. Well, here's a speed option.
Oh,
it worked.
That's
just
why.
Fine.
Yeah,
Houston Griffith comes on a safety blitz.
Yeah,
Boston,
they were bringing him.
Destroyed the pitch, man.
Yeah, he was in motion before the snap and just had a full head of steam. Yikes.
That was awesome. That is a quarterback shitting his pants on live video game sim, y'all. Jones gets a handoff and gets 4 yards,
again,
so gets some
again,
of it back.
Again, Foskey is dominating right now.
It is 3rd and 8. This will be the 11th attempt. Stanford's only converted 3 of them so far. Back to pass is McKee, and again, another short one. It was a short.
It was.
Sure,
Stanford,
let's go with it. 3-yard gain, and they will be kicking it away. Great job, guys.
Yeah, gain again.
5 yards.
Yeah. Now they have to try to, you know, they have to make sure they get some points here and then probably just never stop scoring. That'd be good.
Williams had some room, but there is a flag, so that might be why he had room. May give Notre Dame the clip.
The clip in.
So Cam Hart is the guilty party. This will move the ball back to the Irish 31 instead of near midfield. Brian Kelly politely disagreeing with the referee, saying you are number one.
So courteous about it.
Two backs in the backfield for the Irish.
You are number one.
Cone shucks one sack, cannot shuck the second one. And he is taken down by Thomas Booker. It's his second sack of the game.
So the thing that they said that they've been working on is like you need to get the ball out by 2.5 seconds. You just count two. When you get to 2.5, it should be out of your hands. And, that was definitely well beyond 3 or 4 or 5 or just all of that.
What?
Yeah. One Mississippi M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Speed option does not work this time. 2-yard loss by Kyron.
No.
Oh, we got another all-name one right there. Caillou Blue Kelly.
Caillou Blue Kelly. All right.
I feel like the last name does not match the first.
No. Caillou Blue Pepsi. That would have been fun.
And I... So, the reason I just sighed was you could tell it was a screen setup. And it looked like Cone was going to bail out of it. And then he decided to throw it anyway. And almost threw an interception.
Yeah, he just put it there. Just to put it there. 4th and 21 now. Great.
Yeah, so kick is away. And another flag comes out.
Uh-oh. It's coming back.
Personal foul.
We got a clip party.
Receiving team.
Everybody's clipping.
And now Stanford will start the ball basically in the same spot. So field now flipped. Ball is on Stanford's own 32.
I can hear David Shaw screaming. I learned it from watching you at Brian Kelly from across the way.
3 wide for Stanford. Hand off to Jones. And he trucks all the way down for an 11-yard gain.
All right, Austin Jones is getting a little bit of steam.
1st and 10. 10. The number with the 1 and the 0. Ball's on the 44-yard line. McKee's going to pass this one, and it's almost picked off by Bertrand.
Why are they not coming down with these? It's been so many.
Just to piss us off, Shane. Piss us off. Power eye, and a toss over to the left side, or right side, whatever. Directions are hard. And
right.
Jones gets 7 yards on the pitch. 3rd and 3 coming up. And I tell you what, when you're 3 for 11 on 3rd down, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Back to pass, and that's dropped.
Is he?
He was wide open.
Is this guy 84? I can't believe he's even on the team. He's dropped 3 different passes. There was one time he caused the penalty.
I can see why they have had a defensive end play tight end now.
Yeah, because the actual tight end blows ass.
And the kick goes through the end zone. So Notre Dame will take over on the 20. 5:32 left to go. I want to get back to the whole covering thing. That was fun. Can we score the points?
Please. I missed that.
Play action. Cone's got all damn day on this three-man rush.
Get rid of it, please.
And it is way downfield, and Lindsay breaks a tackle.
Wow.
Speedy Gonzalez. Way downfield. And he's going to get a bonus 15. Defense.
They pulled him with a face mask.
They sure did.
Stanford is just a nice charity today.
Noah Williams, the guilty party. And this puts Notre Dame all the way up to the 26 of Stanford.
Now do some regular stuff. On the ball, you know.
Read option, Cone.
Whoa.
Circumnavigates the globe as he goes for no gain.
For zero fucking yards. He dodges three tackles and then steps back into nothing.
Great. He ran in a spiral.
Athletic.
And another read option. This time Cone actually goes forward for 3 yards.
Yeah, okay. He tried. He did something.
I mean, it was positive yardage, so here's third and seven. I need to see Notre Dame's third down, because I don't have them gaining one. Yep, that's I said I didn't have them with one yet.
Not one.
0 for 8. This is their ninth attempt. Just outside the red zone on third and seven. And Cone has a chance here, and Styles will get him his first down.
There you go.
Wide open on a quick flat route. And gets the extra 5 to 6 yards after the catch. The first third down conversion of the game. Thank you, freshman. Another pass here for the Irish. And this is Austin's first catch of the game. That is a first down inside the 5.
Yeah, just there. All right. Get this touchdown in. Maybe, anything beyond that, I feel like, you know, is just comfort padding at that point.
Ball is on the 3. Mayer goes in motion left to right. And this is complete, and a touchdown for Kevin Austin.
Oh, right at the middle.
We converted in the red zone, Shane. Look at that shit.
It was competent. It was clean. It was as expected. They did the quote-unquote execution thing. That's just amazing.
Hit the window of that zone perfectly. Notre Dame will not go for 2 because they are not stupid. Dora gets obliterated on the extra point, but it is still good, and there is no flag because roughing the kicker does not exist. Even if you pull up the slider to 100, it does not exist.
They're down 21. Does David Shaw keep going for 2? Yes or yes?
Oh, man. How is that guy not fired? It's amazing.
He won't ever be fired.
Stanford just does not care.
They don't care. That's it. That's basically it.
Miro, Kevin Austin. Oh, it's like Mero, not Mero. It's not an I. This band's pronunciation sucks. Austin Jones gets a 1 yard gain in the meantime while I try to remember the native tongue I never learned. True story. Late, I told my mom she was talking funny at 2. That's why I don't know Spanish.
That's so
true
funny.
Story. I swear to God.
It's never
too late.
This
pass is complete. No, never mind. It just dropped it. It bounces
just
around.
Kidding.
I swear to God, 6 different players touched that.
Yeah, it hit ass, cheek, forehead, shoulder, arm. Just went everywhere but the ground or anyone's hands.
This game's fucking great. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, another blitz and a sack by Bertrand.
Smashed. Murdered. Like, absolutely murdered. It was just, he was free right off the edge. No one saw him.
I didn't even see him. I was surprised.
Meow.
Was that it? I think that was a delayed blitz. I think he was covering the tight end, and when he saw the tight end was blocking, he just ran around his ass. So, 4th and 13. It is going to be a punt. Austin takes this, just passes 30. Almost got it to midfield. That 14-yard gain will put it past the 45.
Pretty good. Not mad about it. They might just score again. They can think about that. Notre Dame just scored a moment ago, and I barely registered that Stanford even had the ball.
You know what? It is just like real life. Kyron Williams just blows past the defender. He tried to stiff arm him. That's the best part.
He did. Instead, he just like Super Mario strided right past him. Please?
I just saw the replay. The defender was on his right. He was stiff arming with his left
with
hand.
With his left. Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
You missed. Other side.
Oh, God, it's great. Play action. And complete across the middle to Lindsay.
Boom.
For a 14-yard gain on the end route.
Play action across the middle has been kind of unstoppable today.
Just about everything's been unstoppable so far for the Irish.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the Stanford 35. Cone is just sitting back, having a picnic, and throws it deep, and it is dropped by Lindsay. Christ, dude.
Oh, dude. Like, that's... They need to just mix this up more. They need to get more, you know, get Colsey involved, you know, a little bit more Styles. Enough with this Lindsay shit.
Never thought we would say that. Code read option up the middle for 11
yards.
Wow,
untouched for a first down. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got a report from Irish Elvis. We will get to him for a game break after this play. as I know, this one's great. 3-1 for the Irish. I couldn't focus. Oh, I could have done it. They took so long to snap the ball. Williams breaks two tackles against a 6-yard gain. So Florida and Florida State are in their 11th overtime, tied 9-9. Winner becomes bowl eligible, but game may be called on account of darkness. Eat at Arby's.
Yeah. Eat at Arby's. Darkness is my soul.
Three
in all
wide.
Of our souls. There's one-on-one up top. That's just easy.
And this will go to Williams, and he ran towards the one-on-one.
Yeah.
If he had outrun that linebacker, he had a tutty.
Yeah, just a waltzed in.
And said he'll just get the first down, and the ball will go to the 12, just ho-hum. Three wide for the Irish. Cone passes, and Styles drops that one.
Okay.
Tight window, but he still should have caught it.
It was a really – he didn't even get his hands up. So it was just too – it was probably poorly timed.
Cone faces a blitzer, throws it to the empty seats on the stands.
All right. Lives to play another down, I guess. Instead of taking a fucking sack like usual.
What an ad. No, sir, that was not an ad. Arby's not a sponsor. I like how he says he wants it right now, so I guess mission accomplished. Screen to Williams on 3rd and 10. It will go nowhere.
Yeah.
So, Dorr, come back out for your 4th field goal attempt, sir.
Wheezy F. McGee, you should follow Nihilist Arby's on Twitter.
Oh, God, yes.
That
not
account.
A sponsor, do not congratulate.
Holy shit.
I would do a home field read, but they haven't paid us for this one. Oh, cool, let's do a false start. Why not?
We want a better view of it.
False start.
Back up and get a better shot, wider angle.
I didn't even get a chance to calculate how long the field goal was before they jumped. Be 4th and 17 now. And this will be a 37-yard attempt. Well, I mean, he already did 32. So, I mean, you might as well mix it
up.
There
you go.
Kick is up. Kick is good.
I want multiple credit.
He has 4 field goals in the 30-yard range and 1 from 52. 33-9. Notre Dame with 107 left to go here in the third. And kneel down. In the end, all of our carbon atoms will burn into the nether. Eat at Arby's. There we go. That's the Nihilist Arby's shit right there.
That's right.
That's the good stuff.
That's right.
I don't know. Does Arby's deliver late at night?
You don't want it. You do not want it in your system this late at night. You do not
actually,
want
I don't
that.
Think I have an Arby's anywhere near me. Meanwhile, good. Star has a 7-yard gain. If you can't tell, since we got like barely any time left in this game, there's going to be a lot of us bullshitting and very little of me paying the fuck attention.
No,
right
dude,
now.
I know we're all joking about Nihilist Arby's and all. Do not eat Arby's after 10 p.m. Don't do that.
They have
don't
the meats though, Shane.
They have the meats, and you'll have the sheets. You understand? Like it's not. It's
they're
not,
their
it's
chicken
not,
sandwiches are actually pretty solid.
That's good. I mean, at least there's that, because I'm just saying, if you try
another
to
three
put
and
that
out for Stanford, by the way, after an Austin Jones pass. Hey, where have you heard this one before? Drew White kicked his ass. Anyways, proceed, Shane.
I feel like Drew White is bigging it personal. I'm just saying, if you just try to put that sliced roast beef in your system past.
Oh, I hate the roast beef. Like what they're known for, I think it's the worst thing they serve.
That if you try just the level of just the chaos and carnage that will ensue.
Yeah. You know, it was funny. Back when I was a manager, And we had some lunches provided back before, like, the training table was a thing and actually had the meal set up. Code is back to pass. It is complete to Styles for a 7-yard game. And the third quarter will come to an end. Notre Dame's still up by a bunch. So, for whatever reason, the guy in charge, like, the senior that was in charge of getting lunch, like, went to the dollar menus at fucking Arby's and McDonald's. Cheap son of a bitch. You have the fucking football budget. You could go, like, to a fucking Wendy's if you want to. Like, you don't have to do this shit to us.
You could even, you just go to Taco Bell and just, like, get out a bunch of, you know,
grande. You could buy the menu for $100. The menu. Diggs gets a pass, and it's now third and inches. We gotta think here, people. Come on.
The Nachos Bill Grande combo comes with 10 tacos and nachos. Like, that's a no-brainer. It's like $8.99.
We just ran a speed option on third and inches, and it fucking worked for 2 yards. Mozzarella sticks. Okay, look, I'm sorry. I love mozzarella sticks. There is not a fucking chance I'm ordering them.
Arby's
Sonic is my only. I will barely trust Sonic on that one. Pass is incomplete. I'm not sure if it was dropped or not. I have no idea what happened there.
I was going to say, who touched that? Because there were 8 people where the ball landed.
It almost looked like it was caught, too. That was the weird part.
It did.
2nd and 10. Ball's at midfield. I think Diggs, Diggs has this one for 6 yards. 3rd and 4. Like how we degenerated into fast food talk. Tell you what
It's important stuff.
The Saturday free delivery from Jersey Mike's was solid, especially when I was hammered. I wish I had gone with a large sub because apparently I needed it. Pass is complete downfield to Jaden Thomas for 28 yards. Where did that come from?
This is what he does. He just sneaks in. He's like, oh, no one accounted for me because they forgot I was on the fucking roster. I got just pass the ball to me.
The ball is on the 25-yard line.
I feel like that's going to happen on Saturday.
The 15-yard line.
That's going to happen this actual Saturday in real life. Jaden Thomas is going to catch a stupid pass for a touchdown. They're going to be like, who?
And a tunnel screen to Lindsay, and he gets 9 yards. And there's a flag. I think he grabbed his face mask. Yeah. Bonus first down, yo.
Face mask. Defense.
Yikes.
So half the distance to the goal will be the 3-yard line for Notre Dame. First down. So come out with 5 wide, baby. Let's go. Come on. Oh, 4 wide. Only 4. Damn it.
Can dream.
Cone looking to the end zone here and throws an interception, you son of a bitch!
You stupid asshole. You should have just kept it and run.
That was Alakai Gilman.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. He asked for it. Stared it down.
We gave a Gilman tribute. Now we got to be mean for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Need to prep a nickname for Jaden Thomas. I don't think. I'm glad I actually fixed the audio recording this time around because otherwise I'm going to have to edit drops in here. Be right back and I'll schedule Ryan and Tarpy delivery for Thursday. No, honestly, if somebody's delivering Arby's on a Thursday, like, well, fuck you for making them deliver it. There's a first down, by the way. There was a pass.
Yeah.
And the thing.
Fuck the Arby's that served food to that pickup person for doing it on Thursday.
The whole place should be closed.
Yeah.
I like how Farrell gets a yard pass. God, this offense sucks so bad.
They're terrible. They are terrible. He's
thrown the ball 31 times and better have gotten 100 yards.
He has 135 yards. Fuck me.
Oh, here's a deep pass. It is so deep, it sailed about 20 fucking yards.
That's the second time he's done that. He's been like, look how far I can throw it to no one. You're welcome.
At least the first one was in the field of play.
Yeah.
Here comes a sack, maybe. Nope, fadeaway throw to nobody.
All right, even better.
If only this game did intentional grounding. Notre Dame's going to get the ball again after this fourth down attempt fails.
Yeah, let's just make this 40.
Schedule it for Monday night swing streaming. No, like, at least order Taco Bell or something.
Yeah.
Like, something that's actually close to me. By the way, it was a fadeaway pass to nobody. I don't even know if I called it, but Notre Dame's going to get the ball well within Stanford territory now. And
another fadeaway pass to nobody.
Let's just kneel the ball and just kick field goals. Like, just be super dicks about it. Just let Dorr practice.
I'd be fine with it.
Well, instead, we're going to throw it. Beautiful sideline pass to Lindsey for a 14-yard
gain. Sure, okay. even when we don't have to. Effortlessly. Oh, Braden Lindsey, by the way, just chilling with 195 yards today. No problem.
You know what? I mean, it seems like a good day. Seems all right.
95 yards received.
Cone throws in the end zone, and this is a touchdown. Mary, second of the game. El Maximo.
Yeah, that's right.
Para los dos.
Damn. Yep, see, now, I mean, I think Pete Sampson put it best. Pete Sampson put it best when it came to the discussion about the playoff. It's like, it doesn't fucking matter what Notre Dame does. Notre Dame could win 115-10, and the playoff committee would be like, okay.
Yeah, like, look, this is a team that beat Oregon. Come on, man.
It doesn't matter.
Kick is in the end zone, and they're going to return it because the guy wants to get hit real bad.
I mean, go for it.
And he got hit by about five people.
I mean,
all right, you're seriously showing lockdown defense and putting Stanford stats up in there? They've given up 40 fucking points.
Yeah. Yeah, but they broke up two passes, though.
And an interception. Yay! Throws into the flat. 3-yard reception. I think the rushing average might be more than their passing average per attempt.
I guarantee it's
more per attempt. Per completion, it might be close. Another pass and a sack.
Yeah.
MTA felt like he needed to eat.
Yo, if it wasn't going to be him, it was going to be Kerr Heinrich, so the guy was fucked. That'll make it
third and 13. Third and 13, and we're in four down territory.
Are we, though? Please, no. Stop. You could just not, you know? You can just punt it. It's fine.
Manager smoking turkeys thinking capitalism is shit. Communism is shit. Life exists in a split second of an eternal timeline. Eat at Arby's.
Yeah.
And another tackle for loss by the Irish D. This is fucking comical now.
This is embarrassing. Embarrassing.
This is a read option. And McKee just got fucking murdered.
They're going to go for it?
They're going to
punt. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, God. Yeah, just,
this
I was
going to
say, kill clock while you're at it. Go ahead.
Like, shit, if we go for it again, they're going to score a touchdown.
I mean, if I were David Shaw, I would just be like, just make sure they don't get
what?
Killed.
What? They did
there.
It again. They put the punter in. The teamwork makes
in
the
with the defense.
Work.
In for defense. What the
what?
Hell? He had zero stats of any kind.
They showed him like he had QB stats. Five wide while up by 31. BK. Sim BK is a glorious monster.
Gives no shits.
Pass complete to Lindsey for 8 yards. 203 yards on the night.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Just chilling. Easy.
Speed option.
Speed
He's
option.
He's toying with
Gonna
him.
Work.
Oh, my dude's put it on the ground. No, he was down. Bullshit. This might be a touchdown. Oh, no. When Cone catches up to you, you got to feel down. He had
I
to
think
have been
he
down.
Was on the ground, though, no? I mean, he put it down with his hands.
Let's see what happens. Right now, Stanford's celebrating, and Shaw's headset...
It was off floating.
Look like this.
It was floating.
How do you do that? It was coming through his head.
No!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's down.
He's down. He puts it down.
I'm sorry you wasted hand. 500 points or ups a lot.
Yeah, he just put it down. After review of the play, the ruling on the field is reversed. It's reversed, bitch.
So it'll be third and inches. Five wide.
Do it. I'm serious.
Notre Dame has scored 40 points, being 3 for 12 on third down. That is fucking
amazing.
Awesome. Back to pass is Cone.
Yep, because they don't give a fuck.
He threw right at Mason again.
He was like, come on, you want it? You want it? Come on.
We are
go
punting.
They're going to go for it.
Stanford.
Come on. 43-yard
line.
I was really hoping they'd go for it, just to be real dicks about it.
3:30 left to go in this game. Oh, man.
Missed opportunity. Oh, well.
That's awesome. Oh, nothing like the full house formation when you're down by 31.
Okay.
Hand off the ball.
Because it really has worked so far.
How do you feel when you're a defensive coordinator and you see that and you're like, wait, what the fuck are you doing?
I would just be like, are you sure? Are you sure?
Second and two. We got just over 3 minutes left in the last regular season sim in HLS history.
Oh, thank God.
I think Sanford's killing clock, too.
They are.
What are you doing, McKee? He fumbled. MTA recovers and jumps on it. Notre Dame will have the ball inside their red zone.
Senior day part two, baby. It does not end.
Heinisch pops this one loose on the strip sack.
MTA with recovering fumbles. This is just what he did. That's going to be part of his stock portfolio. Really good at recovering fumbles.
This is just incredible. I freaking love every bit of this. This is the dumbest sim in the best way.
Do you see what's happening on the screen right now? A defensive lineman, number four, was holding the quarterback's back of his head, trying to console him. A defensive lineman who's now on the field, right there, number four, there he is.
That is Thomas Booker, who has 2 sacks on the day, consoling the quarterback.
Was trying to pep talk the QB. Was trying to pep talk him. It's okay,
man.
We're going to go out there
and stop
nothing. The
most realistic sim that we've seen in a while, Mill. Second and 11, there was a run that happened, and you know we're still inside the red zone.
I'm just imagining what he must have been saying to the quarterback. Don't worry, buddy. You know, everyone makes mistakes. We're going to go out there and stop absolutely fucking no one. Don't you worry. You will be back on the field in seconds.
Sorry, buddy. Unlike your classes, you just don't get handed a passing grade on the football field. But it's okay, buddy. And a handoff to Styles. Who got horse collared? Jesus Christ.
What the hell? Nothing?
I like how, like, not only was a horse collar not a penalty in this version of the game, it's like a fucking animation.
Yeah, it was a celebration. It was like, yeah. I choked him and almost broke his spine.
Third and 12. With 2 minutes left to go, they are definitely just going to kill the fuck out of this
game. Oh, yeah, they're just like, we want to go home already, you know?
I tell you what, they full started?
Sure.
You assholes.
Jarrett Patterson, go for it.
Awesome. Oh, hey, Notre Dame's winning basketball this time around. Good, because they lost the last one. That sucked.
They're beating one of those teams that you just only ever hear during basketball season, yet you love to say. Shemina.
And the fake Maui Invitational in Las Vegas.
Shemina.
And that was just a give-up pass.
Sure, okay.
Whatever. Hey, Dor, come on down for your fifth field goal,
sir. Come on down
to
kick it, bitch.
You know what? I've never seen a 40-plus game have 5 field goals, but that's what we're looking at here with this 43-yard attempt, and it is up, and it is good.
Nice.
32, 52, 30, 37, and 43 from Dor, and 43 is the score that Notre Dame now has. And Stanford, lowly 9. See, at least you can look at the score and pretend that there wasn't a touchdown.
Yeah, you can actually. Yeah, you can convince yourself that they were mercifully given 3 field goals.
So 1:46 left to go in this bullshit. Pressuring
the
quarterback. 10 hurries and 5 sacks.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to do it anymore if I were that guy.
This is awesome. I love it.
There's still time.
And Pete gets a 3-yard gain, 2nd and 7 coming up. 1:35 left to go in this game. We got an update now from Irish Elvis that the Sim College Football Committee is most unimpressed by this blowout win. I mean, where can you get a week ahead notice about the Sim Football Committee than right here on HLS?
Exclusives, man. It's about building those strong relationships, you know.
Yeah, the chat brought it tonight. Brought it more than Stanford did, that's for damn sure. This will be a first down for Stanford. It's
for
definitely
that.
Not going to matter. They're not even at their own 40. Austin Jones is just trying to get 100 yards. He needs 13 more, but he's got less than a minute to do it. So you better do it right here, buddy. Oh, no, he's not even in the game. Hey, look, a pass. They do exist. Michael Wilson gets 10 yards, but it's 2nd and inches. Clock is still running. David Shaw is just going to stare at his 3 timeouts, which equals the amount of wins he has on the season.
Yeah.
Remember when Samford used to be a worry on the schedule? I'm glad that's done.
I kind of don't.
Hey, EJ Smith sighting! No gain!
Yeah, great, good job. Thanks for contributing. You made your team better today. I like how no time elapsed.
20 seconds left. And another handoff. And no, you're going to lose yards, Jones.
End this, please.
Fourth and one. The punt's going to be the last play of the game.
Are they really going to get it off?
Actually get it off. Just
What are you doing?
You piece of shit,
David Shaw. You piece of human garbage.
It rolled through the end zone with 1 second left, you asshole.
You sack of crap.
80-yard TD pass. It's what he deserves.
Shaw.
Holy crap.
Throw a bomb on him. Just because.
Instead will be a 2-yard gain, and that will end it. Notre Dame in a very easy and very convincing victory. 43-9 is your final. Just an absolute ass kicking. And the play of the game is going to be this long ass bomb to Lindsey.
Good. And the play of the game was everything that Notre Dame did and nothing Stanford did. That's it. The play of the game was one team showed up and the other one just let it happen to them. That's it.
And a wide shot on all 5 Stanford fans that are in the stands.
Yeah, oddly, all of them are named Spencer. It's so weird.
I like how, because it's a rivalry game, we're getting the extra cutscenes of dejection.
Yeah.
Cone is your player of the game with a 4 TD, 300-plus yard day. As the PA announcer wants everybody to drive home safely.
It's been a long season. It's disappointing that Stanford couldn't get to that 4th win. You know, that benchmark win that tells you that they're still not bowl eligible and they're terrible.
All right, well, man, Shane, it's hard to believe we have come to this point.
It's easy to believe, man. It's taken a long time. You know, it feels like it's been a quick second half of the season, but yeah, man, just to finally put a bow on doing this for the last time in the month of November, basically ever.
Yeah. Yeah, we will have a break. So obviously, there will be a bowl game sim or playoff sim, whatever that may be, and that will likely be the last one. To be realistic, we obviously hope that there are 2 more going in there, but we'll roll with what's going on. But folks, have a very happy Thanksgiving. Keep an eye on herlittlesons.com, and we'll let you know when the next sim will be coming at you. But until now, y'all. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast feeds at. Come and join us in the meantime at herlittlesons.com/discord and chat it up with us. Twitch.tv/herlittlesons is where you need to be for the final sim of the season. And of course, you can find us at herlittlesons.com. Have a very happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Go Irish, beat trees. Have a good one.